107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. CJCS Radio, we are celebrating our 100th anniversary, and we are thrilled, excited to welcome a esteemed CJCS alumnus. Joining us here in the studio is the one, the only, Lloyd Robertson. Lloyd, it is wonderful to see you. Thank you so much for coming to Stratford, and thank you so much for being here.
Jamie, it is great to be back. It's great to be in this building, in this studio, because CJCS, you know, was injected into my DNA very, very early.
Yes,
when
exactly.
When I was a tad, in fact.
Yes, and we're going to chat all about it. First off, we're going to do some house maintenance. This is actually being filmed. We have Craig Thompson and the crew with Ballinran Entertainment. They're actually filming this. And Lloyd, I know you're much more comfortable with cameras than I am, so you're right at home here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Anything.
And you've also got family members here as well.
Yes, my son-in-law is here. My wife and daughter are shopping.
Okay, fair enough.
so good for them.
It's a family affair. So, Lloyd, let's take you back to the early days. For you growing up in Stratford, you and I are both born and raised in Stratford, Stratfordites. For you growing up in Stratford and then listening to radio and thinking, I don't just enjoy radio, I want to be a part of this. Take us back to those days.
Well, there was the big box in the corner, which was our radio set. Then, of course, that corner would have been occupied later by a TV set. But in those days, it was all radio. And it was very, very important because that's where you got all your information. And CJCS became a companion in our lives during that time. And I remember asking my father, so, Dad, how does this work? You know, where does the sound come from? How do the voices get in there? Where do those wires go? And he did his best to answer my kid questions because I'd be a tad of about 4 or 5 years old. But even then, I found myself fascinated by the idea of communications, things flying through the air. So CJCS became, as I say, a companion for us, but really for me much more than that, because other kids may have been interested in the hockey players of the day, you know, the Howie Meekers and so on. But the companions for me were the announcers on CJCS. They were my stars. There was, people like in those days, and few would remember, Stan Tapley. There was Cease Agar. There was young Frank Squires. And these were all people I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I got to meet the people who were colleagues of mine in my day. But CJCS was very much a part of the community because this is where we got, as I say, all of our information, our news, our birth announcements, our death announcements, the current events, what was going on, everything flowed through the radio.
Mm-hmm. When we think of social media today, it was all in one spot in radio.
Sure, that's right. And local radio especially, because in those days, even though you may have listened to the bigger stations like CFPL London, CJBC, Toronto, that kind of thing, you always came back to the local station because that's where you got your basic information. Mm-hmm. So that, to me, was my place.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I didn't imagine being a part of it one day. But then came the March Home Parade by the Perth Regiment in 1946. And I found myself standing at the bottom of a stand with my buddies, which was put up by the radio station at the corner of Downing Street, across from the City Hall. And Ken Dugan and Ken Ellis, I remember their names to this day, they were doing the commentary of the march home of the Perth Regiment. These were the people who had been off fighting for us and were now coming back. And this was the big parade, a very big day. So naturally, that was broadcast, and it was live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the excitement was palpable.
Oh.
I mean, I felt it. Everybody in the town felt it. We were all there, and we had this sense that this is an occasion that we can all feel a part of because it's something we've lived through. I mean, I listened to the war news on the radio, listened to the speeches by Winston Churchill, the victory speech from Buckingham Palace. You know, all those great, great moments all came through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And here I was at another great moment of war history, the end of the war, the march home of the troops from my hometown.
Yeah, just exactly. It's the magic of radio. And it's interesting with CJCS in the early days being part of events like that, not just simply broadcasting from their you know station. They're out and part of the community that way.
Oh, yes. And for me, that's when I really caught the bug. And that's when I began to ask to hang around the radio station, which in those days was above the beer parlor in the Windsor Hotel.
Okay.
And I tell you, it got rowdy on a Saturday night sometimes. And when I would go up there and just sort of help the guys if I could, you'd hear the fights in the bar below.
Yeah.
And some of the guys would be saying, better go down and either shut that thing down or become a part of it.
You know? So you just kind of showed up at the radio station.
Well, yes.
To a degree.
Yes, to a degree. That was it. I went up and said, would you allow me to come in and see how this works? I was a kind of a brash kid, I have to admit that.
Hey.
And so I got in, I sat in on a few occasions, and then gradually there were a couple of guys who got kind of nervous about this kid sitting there watching them all the time. Because sometimes they wanted to bring up their girlfriends. Sometimes they wanted to run downstairs for a beer. Sometimes they wanted to go out and put on a long record and not even be there for five minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And this kid might tell the boss. So Stan Tapley, dear Stan Tapley, who became a very good friend of mine, he was the manager even then, and he came to me and he said, son, he said, I think you've got a real interest in this business. I could tell that. But we're going to ask you just to cool it for a while. Come back and see us in a few years.
And how did you react at that time? How did you react at that time when he said
Well, I was crestfallen because I didn't want to leave the radio station. But I kept listening, of course. It was still part of my life.
Yeah.
But he was so nice about it that I thought, well, I will come back. And it happened that when I was in grades 10, 11, 12, one of my buddies was the stepson of the owner of the radio station, Frank Squire Sr.,
right.
His name was Arthur Burt. So I said, Art, do you think you could get me an introduction to Dad one day? He said, sure, no problem. So one day, I'm over at his house, and Dad comes in, and I'm introduced to the owner of CJCS, the owner.
The top dog.
The top dog. So he says, yeah, and Art was very casual about it all. He said, I think my friend Lloyd is kind of interested in broadcasting, wants to break into radio. And he says he's been up there. You may have seen him around. And then Frank says, oh, yeah, I remember this kid. Yeah, he used to hang around sometimes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. What do you want to do? So I said, well, I want to work in radio. That's what I want to do, in radio.
Yeah.
So he said, well, I'll put you in touch with our program director, a very refined gentleman by the name of Alec Smith,
okay.
Who also at that time owned a music shop in town.
Really?
Alec L. Smith, yeah.
Okay.
And he was also the program director of the radio station.